Welcome to another installment of Queer Talk Radio. This is Carter Witz. I will be your guest interviewer for today. Joining me today on Queer Talk Radio is Scott Ridgway, the board chair of the H. Franklin Brooks Foundation. Scott, welcome.
Well, how are you doing today, Carter?
Thank you for having me on. Well, thank you. You're welcome to be on with me today. Welcome you on and sort of dive into this interview. One of the things I always want to start with is a little background for those listeners who are not familiar with the H. Franklin Brooks Fund of the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. So you want to give us a little background about what started sometime, 1985?
Sure. 1995, 16 years ago, Franklin Brooks was a Vanderbilt professor, and basically our mission is to encourage the inclusion, acceptance, and recognition of all Middle Tennesseans, lesbians, and gay citizens by promoting the respect and equality to improving our community service. We really focus on building bridges between all segments of the community, and we look at strategizing to make sure that, our strategic grant making to local nonprofits. So our board is made up of business leaders, educators, volunteers, and professionals who really share the same vision of accepting and tolerance community.
Right. And so you address this mission. It sort of becomes an action, I guess, by the support you give to different types of nonprofits. You want to talk about your grant program, maybe some outstanding grants you've made?
Yeah. Since the inception of the Brooks Fund, we have basically granted more than $157,000 in support to quality nonprofit organizations that enhance the quality of life in the GLBT community. The Community Foundations, which is the parent organization, Community Foundations of Middle Tennessee, which is the parent organization of the Brooks Fund, issues grants for a number of grants. I mean, they probably have over 200 different types of grants for nonprofits in the community. We happen to be one of them, and we basically go a part of the process. Folks that are interested can check on site, on the website, thebrooksfund.org. And last year, we had several folks. The Nashville Film Festival received a grant to support their GLBTQ programs, which host filmmakers who create content in addressing issues that are reflecting and celebrating diversity. And another grant that we Carter, is the Nashville Harmony, and they received a grant to support their outreach and performance activities for the season. So it's really an opportunity that nonprofits can apply with community foundations, and we're one of those areas that folks can look at trying to get some funding to help support their cause.
Right. Well, this is a great idea going on, and this has been going on for a number of years now. And this all came about because of one really remarkable man. I love hearing the stories about Mr. Brooks. Would you like to tell new folks about him?
He was an associate professor in French and Italian, and Franklin was over at Vanderbilt University. He was very instrumental in leading the dialogue and eventually really helped include gays and lesbians at Vanderbilt University with their anti-harassment policy back in the 1980s. What's really important about Franklin he really championed human rights. And so after his death in 1993, a group of friends wanted to honor him and continue to champion those rights. So the Brooks Fund was created at the Community Foundations. And so today, we very much appreciate and applaud, continue to remember him, and we continue to promote equality and diversity in our entire community through the Brooks Fund.
Yay. So we are very lucky to have this platform here, and it is really focused on Middle Tennessee. That is kind of the service area. Is that correct?
It is in Middle Tennessee, because there's other community foundations in other parts of the state, but the community foundations in Middle Tennessee is focused in, I think it's about 40-something counties. So we're excited about that.
Right.
I wanted to talk a little bit about some other things that we are happening, and one is speaking about the History Project. Right now, we have been working closely in the last couple of years, where 26 interviews have been conducted, chronically looking at lives in Middle Tennessee gay, transgender, bisexual residents who have lived here before 1970. And so what's exciting about this history project is that it's going to be archived at the Nashville Public Library Oral History Section. Isn't that exciting
That
that we're
is.
able to just take people and hear what happened way back in the early 60s and so forth?
Wonderful project. And this was one of your big announcements this year. And you also were celebrating your 15th anniversary for the
Yes.
organization.
We just recently released our 2010 annual report from our 15th anniversary celebration with old and new friends. It's just so important with the ongoing history project, the annual grant making to the local nonprofit programs. It's just so important, and we're excited about all of that. We've got so our speaker series that's happening, and you'll be hearing more about that. If people would want to know more about that, they can go to thebrooksfund.org.
Right, so we do want to remind folks that all of this information is up there at any time, and there's certainly ways to get involved with the Brooks Fund. And if someone is hankering to come down and help out, how would they? What could they think about?
Well, there's are many different ways by giving to the fund. Now, you can do it by just making a donation. You can plan a legacy gift within Community Foundation. You can donate your time. You can also become a sponsor of one of our events. We just had a wonderful event, Wanderlust, and you'll be hearing more about that. Donations can be made by going to our website, thebrooksfund.org. And then also by getting involved. We also have a Facebook page. Everybody has a Facebook page. Carter, you know that?
Yes.
And that's the way we get some information out. But the most important thing is the Community Foundations of Middle Tennessee, they oversee, I was thinking about that, they oversee 800 charitable, and in the past 20 years have distributed more than $540 million to community programs. So we feel very comfortable about the Brooks Fund being housed, or our fund being under the big umbrella of community foundations, because they do so much to make sure that people are connected with their needs, provide custom charitable solutions for individuals, and that's what's so really important about the community foundation.
Right, and also there's a little cost saving by putting all that under one roof, which makes those charity dollars go so much further, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. And if people want to know, Carter, about more information about the Community Foundation, their website is www.cfmt.org, Community Foundations of Middle Tennessee. So I would encourage folks to, if they wanted to find out more information, they could go to their website also.
Right. So lots of resources right here in Middle Tennessee, and it's wonderful to hear about our own particular little resource, which is the H. Franklin Brooks Fund. Anything on the horizon you want to give us some teasers about?
Well, right now we've got some a speaker series. We just had something that just happened just recently. The artistic director basically discussed gay themes in the work of the playwright, the Tennessee Williams. We've got something that's happening with the Southern Book Festival that's coming up in October. And then, of course, our big opportunity is for nonprofits out there to apply through the grant process, and that's coming up. And those announcements will probably be made pretty soon, and you can find those information. And then finally, we're always looking for community volunteers, business leaders, those folks. Usually in the fall, October, November, we advocate nominations for new board members. And so if there's people out there that would want to be a part of us, send us an email at thebrooksfund.org, and they can be involved in that way.
Right, right. So, yes, chances for everyone to put a little forward. Oh, well, that's a lot of information today, Scott, and I want to thank you. I'm going to have to sit down and sort through it myself so I can keep up with it.
Okay. Well, thank you for having us on, and again, if anyone's interested, go to our website at thebrooksfund.org. Thank you, Carter, and you have a good day.
Great. So, folks, we've been talking to Scott Ridgway, who is the chairman of the board for the H. Franklin Brooks Fund, and we'll be right back with a little more Queer Talk Radio. And now joining me on Queer Talk is Janie Kleinman, who is the co-chair of the H. Franklin Brooks fundraiser, Wanderlust. Welcome, Janie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Carter.
So Janie, so actually you're connected with the whole Brooks Fund as on the advisory board, and then Wanderlust was your baby this year. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's actually been my baby for about 5 years now, so it's very near and dear to my heart, that event is. So
okay. So let's back up a little bit and explain just what the Wanderlust is. I have to admit, I've been to the past. It wasn't in the cards for me to get there this year, but it is quite a festive affair. And this year, your seventh annual was this year, am I correct?
That's correct, the seventh annual Wanderlust.
And that was in August at the Lane Motor Museum, quite a little local gym itself.
That's totally true right there. That it was such a great setting. It's perfect for a travel raffle or travel party theme.
Right. So yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that theme. You've been using that for the entire time, right? It's always about a sort of a getaway idea.
Correct. It started out during its first year as a travel raffle. They got a license to do a raffle, and that's where it took off with the travel raffle. And then it used to just be like an announcement party, which was a great way to get folks together. And then we decided about 5 years ago to kind of step it up a notch and make it into an actual Nashville event. So we had to come up with a name, of course, for this party, and so Wanderlust was born, i.e. love of travel. So it just kind of went with that.
So is Wanderlust, the definition of the word is of the love of travel?
That's what we're called. Yes, that's what we said, and so it was like Wanderlust, perfect. So
That's a cool idea. Now, how does this event, now that it's grown into quite a festive affair, how does it contribute to the Brooks Fund or coordinate with the Brooks Fund?
The Brooks Fund mission, it's all about people coming together from every corner of the community with various backgrounds, orientations, all getting together to celebrate diversity, community, and the Brooks Fund's work to not only support the GLBT needs in Middle Tennessee, but to build relationships everywhere, and it fosters a tolerant, accepting community. This year, our annual report went out with the title Building Bridges, and so Wanderlust fits perfectly in that, because it's we get all these people together so we can navigate our community with dignity and respect. And Wanderlust is our signature annual event that helps facilitate this. So we're not only raising awareness for the Brooks Fund during the event, but we're also raising money, so it's perfect.
Right, right. So I guess we're going to be teasing our listeners by telling them of what they've missed at the party this year. But I understand that this was the best attended event? Is that correct?
Yes, it drew a combination of things played a role in this year's success. And yes, it drew a record crowd of nearly 500 people and offered partygoers dancing, drinks, good eats, and plenty of fun, and all for a great cause, and in the unique setting, as we mentioned earlier, of the Lane Motor Museum.
Right. Yeah. If we certainly want our listeners, if they need a little afternoon's distraction, that we certainly suggest they go check that place out, whether there's a party or not, because they really are a sweet little spot of unique cars and fun stuff. But and it's perfect for travel. Get in the car and get away. Right.
Absolutely. We kind of changed the logo up a little bit a year, and this year's was a hit the road theme, which was great, and it had plenty of travel themed elements then to encourage people to get out and wander. So in the lane especially, there's cars from all different parts of the world, and so it just fits right in the wander aspect. So
That spreads across the party. I think you wanted to talk about. We want to talk about certainly that the food and the supporting companies that brought in things to contribute to the raising funds for the Brook Fund this year through Wanderlust. You had travel themed food. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We had a just a fabulous sponsor lineup as far as the food and beverages and dancing. We had for, I think it is the fifth year, the Gracious Bacon and Caviar. Paul and Ed, those guys are great. They bring in it is the rave of the party, their food. Little samplings of this year was, since it was a hit the road theme, we went with the Austin Roadhouse. There was a Deep South Diner, a Bavarian Beer Garden, an Italian Roadhouse, and it was beef brisket sliders, armadillo eggs from the Austin locale, rattlesnake bites, the Bavarian Beer Garden, which was one of my favorites, had the smoked brats in pastry with jackalope's maple brown beer made into honey mustard, and Bavarian kraut balls, Italian was pesto chicken salad wraps, marinated tortellini skewers. I mean, the list goes on, but it was just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then to wet everybody's whistle, that we had our beer sponsor, Jackalope Brewing Company. They're fairly new in town, so we got them on board with us, and they had three different varieties of their beers to try. And then for the bar, the liquor part, we had Corsair Artisan Distillery, and what's great is these local companies put their own kind of flavor and flair to the event, so that would fit right in perfectly with community. So,
right, right.
And then DJ Ron was back with his big music video display, and just rocked the house for dancing.
Right. And kept the guests moving between the little theme venues with his step-up music, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. We there were people dancing, and then, of course, we were encouraging people to go towards our silent auction area, and that is another big component of Wanderlust, is the silent auction. So in organizing Wanderlust, it's organized by a committee of folks, and some are board members and some are volunteers just coming in from the community to put this all together. And a big component is the silent auction, and there's a couple chairs for that, and they have a committee. So we usually get in about 100 items, and these come in throughout really the year. I mean, we'll start asking for silent auction items for next year's event, now. And just keep collecting them for next year's. But this year's featured, it was probably close to 100 items. And
any one of those jumping out at you?
Yeah, some highlights were Southwest Airlines, tickets valued at $800. A really big one this year was a 7-night stay in a villa on a small scenic island off the coast of Puerto Rico, which was, that was just really neat. We had the picture showing the villa, and if you didn't want to bid on that, it was phenomenal. There was a truffle making party for up to 12 people led by Chef Michael Fenswick. A 5-hour architect design consultation with Nashville's architect Van Pond Jr. There was on the art realm, there was paintings by artists including Jack Eisenhower, Trevor Makula, and sculpture by Brother Mel, and the Nashville Film Festival patron level membership was also another neat one among many. So those are the ones that are jumping out at me right now that probably brought in a really good amount of money.
Right, and now there's also the raffle, as you mentioned. There's a raffle item that's was done a little separately this year, I believe. It wasn't something. I please fill me in on that, because I remember seeing the information go by that you did the raffle earlier. Or
right, it's in 2010. Wanderlust was a little different in response to the devastating floods that hit in May. So last year, originally, the party was scheduled for June when the raffle permit was scheduled, and to keep those together. But in the wake of the disaster and the community foundation's role in that disaster relief, so since that happened in May, the party was supposed to happen in June, we just had to regroup. And so we decided, all right, the raffle, to forego the raffle last year, and what we did was we just had the party in August that gave us a couple months to kind of regroup after the flood, put on, great party, and we didn't have a raffle drawing. We just lost that aspect of it for the 1 year. And it was a great party anyway, and I think we donated like 10% towards the flood relief from the party revenue, so that was really cool. We got to do our own little part in helping out for flood relief. So then this year, that's why the permit was in June, and so we wanted to throw the party, keep it in August, because we had such positive feedback about moving the party from June to August, because prior to that, it was always in June. So we thought, well, let's keep it in August, and we'll just secretly draw the raffle winner in June, and announce them, of course, at the party in August. So there was a couple months lapse there where the winner knew, but nobody else did.
Right.
So that was, a different aspect. But so next year, in 2012, we will be tying them together, and we will be able to actually have a live drawing at the August event.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right. Well, to help our listeners finally get the complication, this is because these type raffles are regulated and you have to have the permit dated, and so getting the timing worked out for the next permit will bring them back together. Is that correct?
Right. So next year it'll be right. We'll be able to actually draw on site, and it'll that just to tie them back together again, because it did get a little confusing. But I think by the end of it, everybody got kind of grasped the way it had to be done. So, but it's turned out great. I mean, moving it to August was just a very positive change for the event. So,
I will call that a happy accident for the Brooks
exactly.
Fund. Well, Jane, that sounds like I'm gonna have to kick myself for missing it this year.
You need to just mark it on your calendar for next year then, so make sure not to miss it.
Right. Oh, that's going to be, we want to remind all our folks then to just put a little post-it note way back on that calendar.
Well,
Jane, it's been wonderful chatting with you, and I want to thank you for all the great information about the party, and you'll be continuing with Wanderlust next year?
I will definitely be involved in some component of it. I'm not sure what my role will be yet. We will be having some meetings and getting together now to discuss next year and how that will all pan out. So, but I will definitely stay close to the event in some form or fashion. Let me put in there that the winner, it was Chad Veal. Chad Veal was our lucky winner, and For that, it's a $2,000 travel voucher to do anything, hotels, airline, fares, whatever. So it's just a great prize. It doesn't pigeonhole into anything. You just $2,000 to spend on travel.
Well, that was a lovely way to cap it all off there. Certainly with such a great and fun evening and lots of fun stuff going on.
It really is, and it's whether you know, it's just an event for everyone, whether you're associated with the Brooks Fund at all or whether you know, have never heard of it. It's just a great way to find out about the Brooks Fund and a great way to have fun at the same time. So,
well, Janie Kleinman, co-chair of the Wanderlust event, supporting the H. Franklin Brooks Fund of the Community Foundation. Janie, I want to thank you again for talking with me today.
Well, on behalf of the Brooks Fund, I thank you so much for giving us your time. Thanks, Carter.
Queer Talk Radio is a Joyce Arnold production, airing during DJ Ron's Out of the Closet. Archives of Queer Talk Radio can be found at queertalkradio.podomatic.com. This is Carter Witt, serving as your guest interviewer for today. Thank you for tuning in.